And welcome back to the KCII PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Mid Prairie Boys track runner Thaddeus Shetler. Thaddeus, thanks for joining us here today. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Thaddeus, you're a junior on this year's team, and you kicked off the campaign in a big way last week at the Steve Roth Relays in Washington. You had a couple first-place finishes. But before we look at those races, Thaddeus, you know, it's been 2 years since you've been able to compete in a track meet. So how was that to finally get back at it?
Well, that was really nice, I must say. And the weather last Friday went along with that. It was really nice out. It's perfect weather for a nice meet. And I don't know, it was definitely a relief to be back in it after being away for it for 2 years, because there's just something about the track meet and just like the atmosphere around it.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're a part of the cross country team, but since you did miss last week's our last season's track season, as was everyone did, how did you take that, and you know, how did you use that as maybe motivation going into the off season to prepare for your junior season?
Well, definitely it was a pusher, because you really want to get this season and put all the work into this season for the time you missed last year. And I know that helped motivate me in my races, just to help me push me, do my all, because the number of races you have in high school are limited. Then after that, it's up to you just to make up for what time you have.
Well, you came out with two first-place finishes. In the 3,200 meter, you ran 10 minutes, 3 seconds, and then the 800 as well in 2:08. So, Thaddeus, how would you assess yourself in those two races?
Definitely a good opener. I know I was aiming for 10 flat in the 3,200, but I could definitely feel the effort I put into 32 in my 800 meter race. I was feeling a bit tired and probably, but oh well, yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Well, you definitely ran away with the title in the 32, and you won the 800 by 3 seconds. Tell me, did you know where that second place person was? Did you have to kick it in late? Just kind of walk me through, you know, that maybe last 200 meters or so.
Well, I know you're talking about the 800, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so for the 800, I didn't know exactly who I was up against. I know they had combined bigger schools and small schools together in that race. But the thing was, they separated out after you finish. So I was going through, and I was aiming for my goal time, which would be 2:05 or under. And my first lap was a little fast. And the second lap coming around, and last 200 meters, I don't know, that's where the 800 begins almost, because everyone's going down the stretch. But I think some of the other school people were out in front of me, so I didn't know exactly I was in first, because I think a 3A and a 4A school were out in front. So.
Sure. How was that competing against, you know, upper divisions? You know, it didn't matter as far as results go, but to go up against some top competition, like you just said.
It's very helpful for your time. It definitely pushes you more, because you have more competition to go up against. And not in saying that small schools don't have the competition. I think Danville had a good lineup, and they're 1A this year. But with bigger schools comes more people, so more people equals more competition.
Sure. So we saw you in the 32 and the 800 meter. Any other events we can expect to see you run this year?
I think maybe the 4x8, the mile, definitely, and along with the 32 and the 800.
What's your favorite?
Oh, the mile, probably.
Okay. Nice. Well, you know, Mid Prairie is definitely known for their runners, distance runners as well, coming off of a very fine cross-country season. What's the relationship like with all your runners? Maybe especially we'll stick with the distance runners. What relationship do you guys have, and how do you push each other to really bring out the best in each of your teammates?
Mm-hmm. So I can definitely say with the distance guys, we're very, very much friends around each other. We often hang out with each other outside of school hours and practice times. And often the thing we do together is run. And through that, we build like a pretty strong connection. So we know that some days you might have a bad day, but in those times you have to encourage your teammate and help them move forward. But we also just enjoy being around each other. So competing, just doing what friends do.
What's a normal, maybe routine practice regimen for the distance guys that you guys do in a week?
Oh, in a week? Okay, so I would say, which can consist of intervals, which usually happen on Tuesdays and Thursdays, or just OD, over distance days, like a hard 6 mile run, and then a recovery day to follow that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. How about for you, Thaddeus? Goals for this year's junior track season, what are they for you?
I have some time goals that I would like to hit. I know I would definitely like to run in the 4:30s for the mile and get sub 10 for the 2 mile or the 3,200. And as far as like team goals, I'm hoping to see a couple of events go to state. I know our DMED ran pretty well at Washington, and I hope they can make it to state. And maybe, I know there's a few individuals on our team that are showing some talent, so I'd hope they go to state too. Those are the main goals, state and time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides their motto is movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
Well, I definitely, before I start a race, what I usually do is I use a normal track routine because we do that all the time. Keep it consistent. And I jog maybe 2 laps before my race, and then I feel like I'm all ready and limbered up. And once I go out to start my race, I don't have to worry about warming up in the race, and I can just kind of run what I feel and push myself to my limit. And it is definitely a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Thaddeus, congratulations on a great start to this season, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thaddeus Shetler, our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We'll take another break. More of the PM Sports page next on KCI.